Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Pella. Today I have a wide array of guests that are part of RegBri. Let's see what they think of the Tulip City.
My name is Anna.
And where are we at right now?
Yep, we are at the sports play tent. We got graphic tees here. We got water bottles. We got sports bras. Anything you may need, we got over here.
And what's been the most popular item so far?
Actually, our tees have been doing really well. We have some great slogans going on and just new designs we brought out, especially for RegBri. I love all the people, like all the unique people that come on out and all the costumes and all the colors. It's just, you never meet an unfriendly person out here. They're just wonderful.
Ron Brown.
Jane Brown.
Just all the little towns. I think yesterday we stopped and there was a high school band. We sat there for about 20 minutes and listened to it, and it was just really fun. But just seeing all the funny little things you see at the funny little towns.
Alex Hushett.
And we are at Pizza Ranch Mobile, I take it.
Yeah, for the most part. I would say it's the mobile station.
And how long are you guys going to be out here today?
Actually, I don't know. Jason, you know how long we're going to be here today? 2:30. We'll be here till 2:30.
All right. Is this your first interaction with RegBri?
Yes.
And what's been your thought so far?
Oh, it's overwhelming, the amount of people that are coming through, I guess, would be what I think.
Is this any way inspire you to jump on the track or even do it next year?
Yeah, one of my coworkers and I were talking this morning how we think it would be really fun to do it.
Randy Cram.
And where are you from?
Clear Lake.
All right. I see you've got Amsterdam on your shirt. We're in a Dutch town. What's the connection?
Well, my daughter lives in the Netherlands about, 30 minutes from Amsterdam in Utrecht. And she's married to a Dutchman, so I had to wear this going through Pella today.
Very cool. So you're excited to be here in the Tulip City.
Yes, I am. I got to take a picture of the windmills and everything and send it to them today so they see the Dutch tradition in Iowa.
So I'm here with Darren McGriff from Work Systems Fitness and Rehab, no stranger to KNI Careless. Darren, what are you doing up here on the square?
We are selling meal replacement protein shakes. All natural, no added sugar. Perfect thing after any type of workout, including biking from Knoxville.
And you are just hung up on these meal replacement shakes. What is so great about them?
Oh, man, it's everything you need. It's carbohydrates, it's protein, everything you need to recover after a workout.
All right. Is this your first interaction with RegBri?
As Work Systems, yes.
And have you ever biked it before?
No. I played it in many bands, so yes.
Is this seeing all these people here inspire you at all to jump on the trek either the rest of the way or maybe next year?
Absolutely not.
All right, what's your name?
Mark Carlson.
And I picked you up because you have a Viking helmet on. It says Biking Viking.
Yes, that's right. I'm a Swedish descent from Miami.
All right, so Swedish and Dutch, close enough. Are you excited to be here in Pella?
Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful looking town from what I've seen so far. I'm really surprised by the architecture. It's great. I'm having a great time. I love all these people in Iowa, and we don't have hills in Florida, so it's a good challenge for me.
What part of Florida are you from?
Fort Lauderdale area.
And like you said, nothing, this is not what it looks like in Florida at all?
No, sir, not at all. No palm trees.
So I'm here with the voice of the Fish Taco Grill. What's your name?
I'm Jenny Stelter.
And are you from here in Pella?
Yes, I'm from Pella. I'm not originally from Pella, but I've been here for 17 years.
All right, and what are you doing right now?
Well, we're doing Dutch fish tacos, where we have a European spice blend, and we're grilling them, and then they're topped with a mayonnaise sauce that's traditional to Dutch mayonnaise sauce that they use on almost everything in Holland, and then we have a Westlander relish sauce that we're putting on top as a sort of a salsa.
And have they been popular?
They are great. Come on by. They're great.
All right. And I pulled you out because you guys have Marines written all over you. There's a couple of you here. What's your deal with RegBri?
We're just here representing the Marine Corps, just having a good time.
All right. And are you going river to river?
No, this is my second day. I'm just doing the second leg, second half. So
okay.
He's done the whole thing, though.
Okay. We'll jump back to him. All right. What's your name?
Staff Sergeant Mahaley, sir.
What inspired you guys to jump on the track?
All right, well, we do this every year. It started a long time ago, and this year we have a team of 8, and we're just out meeting people, stopping by all the legions and veterans places that we can, and just saying thank you to everyone else who went before us.
All right, and what's your favorite part?
The overall sense of unity between everyone. Like, I don't know anyone, and I had a flat tire, someone helped me out, and then right after that I helped out someone else with a flat tire. So just good people overall.
All right, thank you for your service, and have a safe ride. So you're from Monarchs, and you've got a breakfast buffet, as I see, because it looks like Kelly's got you strapped down with a message.
Yeah, I came out here to watch people anyway, so I said, I can advertise for you if you want. She's like, yeah, sure. So I made this sign, and I'm here looking for people, and got a couple people already, so.
You're right here in the mix of things. People are rolling right past you. You've got any comments so far?
I like the sign, or, oh, you tricked me, or, oh, that's pretty smart. I said, you got to grab them somehow, so.
All right, so since you are in the thick of things here, what's been your favorite part of Rag Rite so far?
I just like seeing all the people. I like people watching and them talking to me and talking to them, finding out where they're from and stuff. So, yeah, that's probably the fun part for me.
Hey, buddy, what's your name?
Joe.
And where do you live?
Pella, Iowa.
And so I see you're on your bike watching all these bike riders ride by. What are your thoughts as you see these tens of thousands of people roll by?
They're having fun, and they look like they're tired from riding from Knoxville.
And is this something you'd like to do when you get a little bit older?
Maybe.
Gail Beyer.
So you're from Pella.
I am from, I used to work in Pella.
Okay, close enough.
I grew up in the Linville-Salt Lake area and lived in Monroe for several years.
Very cool. So you're in our listener area. What are you here doing today?
We are selling breakfast cones with sausage, egg, chocolate-covered bacon, and homemade pies and bratwurst. And we're by the canal. We're on the canal, and we're raising money for our Honduras ministries to buy medicine and construction supplies for Honduras.
So you're with PATH with two T's.
We're with PATH with two T's. That's correct.
What's been the reception to the breakfast plus the chocolate-covered bacon so far?
It's been fairly good. It's been quiet there because most of the vendors are uptown and we're a little bit off the square, but it's also getting much busier here now, so we anticipate getting busier. And we have homemade pies, too.
I pulled you out because you have a big UNLV and a Hey Reb on you. Where are you from?
I live in Las Vegas. I'm originally from Cranston, Rhode Island. My husband spent 20 years in the Air Force, and we retired to Las Vegas.
So were you out in Nellis Air Force Base? Is that where you were?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, and so what's your favorite part of Rag Rite?
The people.
You're in a Dutch town. Have you ever been in a Dutch town before?
Ironically, one of the places we were stationed was Colorado Springs, and we met people who met people, and both of their daughters went to Central College.
Cool. So you're probably pretty excited to be here for yourself.
Absolutely. We're trying to get every picture of anything that says either Central or Pella on it so we can send it back to our friends who are living in Colorado now.
Brian O'Leary with the Dream Team.
And what is the Dream Team?
The Dream Team is made up of 44 kids who just need a positive influence in their life. We've been training them for 5 months since March. And if they complete the entire Rag Rite, they get to keep the bike they've been training on.
Other than having a great positive message, what's the best part of Rag Rite so far?
So far, well, everyone loves the food, but really just the camaraderie and meeting all the local people who are welcoming us to all their towns. Doesn't get any better than that. And the weather's been awesome this year.
Lee Yarger.
And do you have any idea why I pulled you out of the crowd?
I imagine because we're dressed like newlyweds.
And it looks like you are newlyweds, right?
Yes, last October.
Okay, so usually newlyweds get, what, I think it's 2 years for the good stuff. You're about 6 months in. How's it been so far?
He's been wonderful so far.
And he is being you. Who are you, sir?
My name is Joe Larson.
And what made you pull this beautiful lady out of the bunch?
Last year we did the Rag Rite, and we survived the Rag Rite from last year, so we figured we'd seen the worst of each other, so we figured we might as well get married.
All right, Billy, so we're in your establishment, but you've got a nice little outside area that people seem to be taking very nicely to.
Oh, yeah, they love it. It's the first time we've had a beer garden around here, and everybody's loved it. We want to thank the city for letting us have this opportunity.
My name's Roger Denishay.
And Roger, I picked you up because there's a movie called Rad from the 80s when I was a little boy, and you are on a BMX, and you very much resemble a rad rider.
Yeah, I guess I'm like a BMX racer from like the late 70s. And I ride the same type of bike that Daniel rode and the Karate Kid and Mr. Miyagi fixed it.
Very cool. So a little visual for our radio listeners. What's your favorite part of Rag Rite?
Rag Rite? Oh, yeah. It's like, meeting my team because I met them in the first year. But it's like if you get a flat or something and you're frustrated and you're like, oh, man. But then later on down the road, something cool happens. You wouldn't have seen that cool thing if you didn't get delayed by that. You know, it's like, oh, man. You know, it's like, yeah, I got to remember that. And every year you go back to Rag Rite, it gets better and better and better. It's just awesome.
This has been today's Let's Talk Pella. Special thanks to all the participants. You've been fantastic as you came through Pella for Rag Rite. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast is next.